Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting.
Thank you. Hello. I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to see a movie this week?
I didn't get a chance. There just weren't any movies playing that I hadn't seen in English, but for the one which I think I stated pretty clearly, I'm not going to see it, called After the Collision, which is a follow-up to a previous movie, and it seems to be absolutely geared for people in their late teens, 20s, something like that. So I said, someone else can go and do that. I'm going to take this. So it is there. Actually, you know what? It's there, but it's only in French now. I'm looking at it. So that one's that one is no longer available. But two new movies are there now in English. One is called, which I mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks now, The War with Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Robert De Niro comedy. And there's no reviews, audience, or critic, or otherwise, because it hasn't really opened anywhere. So it's kind of like, everything's on hold. But in any event, it is coming, and given the way things seem to go, if you are interested in seeing an English-language comedy, and if you like Robert De Niro in those roles, which he has like a second career doing this kind of role, while he's also still doing lots of acting as in his more commonplace persona as somebody who's a kind of tough guy. In any event, things that I've seen him in that I quite enjoy that have been funny, like I think Meet the Fockers and the sequel to that. They really have been quite funny. So this is a one with him playing a grandfather who moves in with his grown children and their son. So he has a grandson who looks to be about 11 or 12 and loves his grandpa, but does not want his grandpa in his bedroom. So he starts a war, hence the title, The War with Grandpa. He's trying to get grandpa out of his the kid's bedroom. And so I guess it must be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect classic De Niro film, but something that will be engaging and fun. And the other movie, which is opening, if today is Friday, then it begins tonight, is a movie called The Honest Thief. So again, it hasn't really opened, so there's not much. There's very little on the internet about it. But it's called Honest Thief, and it's a. It had been advertised. I have never mentioned it because honestly, it simply wasn't on the website as one of the movies that was going to be coming shortly. There's a lot of flux in the system. People, I think the theaters are not. They're just they can't really put stuff online and have it actually happen, and things that suddenly appear show up in their theaters without ever having been advertised online. And Honest Thief is in that category. It just hadn't been noted on their website that it was a coming attraction. So anyway, here's a little something about the movie. It says, hoping to cut a deal, a professional bank robber agrees to return all the money he stole in exchange for a reduced sentence. But when two FBI agents set him up for murder, must now go on the run to clear his name and bring them to justice. And the star and virtually the only known, one of the very few known actors is Liam Neeson. And my sense is that Liam Neeson does all these revenge kind of movies, which I'm sure he makes plenty of. And that opened the door to allow him to do some really good quality movies, which he also does. There is one on TV now. I think it's on Netflix called Ordinary Love. It's just an outstanding, quiet adult movie. But mostly people, when they think of Liam Neeson and they think of the movies that he's done, they're typically, I have to go and catch this person because they killed my wife. That kind of thing. They're revenge movies, I guess is the best way. And I think that this is in that same vein. And it's called Honest Thief. Okay. And it is playing in English at the Maison de Cinema. I would strongly recommend, if this is to your taste and something you'd like to see, or if you're just a big Liam Neeson fan, go quickly, because the movies don't stay there very long, at least not in English, and sometimes not at all. And moreover, it may, I hope not, but it may turn out that given the COVID-19 situation at the moment, I think the township is orange, zone orange. But if that changes, or even if it doesn't change, if they just decide, oh, we've decided that more the movies will have to close their doors, then that would be the end of that. So go quickly to the movies if there's a movie playing there that you haven't seen and would like to see. Don't expect it to stick around very long. Even if the movies do stay open, the movie theaters, they're not getting very many first-run movies, because needless to say, studios and other people responsible for film distribution aren't going out of their way to have big openings, because there's so few people going to the movies. And so there's just a lot of uncertainty in this industry. But on the home front, we do have two brand new with us, brand new English movies. We also still have the movie Tenet, which is their kind of a big budget Christopher Nolan film, and that is still there in French and English. The small budget movie called La Dernière Plongée de Dave, the Last Dive of Dave, is kind of a documentary, and surprisingly, it is still there. So there are a few things to choose from. What we have on the horizon. Okay, so October 9th, there's the two that I mentioned already. There isn't, again, who's to say how accurate this is, but there isn't another English movie coming until October 23rd. And it looks to be a cartoon called Connected, which I don't know anything about, but it appears to be an animated feature. And that's only on the 23rd. And then there's only later in November, there's one or several English movies playing. The difficulty here is that there's a number of movies that have been on the site as coming attractions with dates attached to them. And they're typically sort of the blockbuster movies. And they've all been moved back. So there are a couple of movies that were supposed to have come out in October, November. Now they're opening right around Christmas time. So, okay. There's a lot up in the air.
Yeah, there is.
It's not their fault. It's certainly not the fault of the people at the theaters. They're unfailingly present, and it's almost a nicer experience to go to movies now, simply because the audience is sparse. So you have lots of, you can sit pretty much where you want, and you're not waiting in line for a long time. So it's kind of like, well, this isn't so bad. There was something special coming to the Maison de Cinema this weekend on October 11th, which is this coming Sunday at 1:00. There is a special showing of the documentary RBG, and this is to honor Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court judge who passed away there recently. And I had seen this movie on TV a while ago, and it is excellent. You know, it is just a superb documentary about a really, really interesting and important person in the American legal system, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So in her memory and in her honor, on Sunday at the Maison de Cinema, in English, by the way. The movie is in English, with subtitles in French. And it's at 1:00, sorry, there's a showing of that movie, and it's preceded by a talk with several young women from women from the University of Sherbrooke, and the proceeds, and there is a cost for this, proceeds go to Equine Justice Estri, which is pretty much what it sounds like. It's a, I guess it's a legal help in the Estri. Anyway, I don't know, I honestly don't know much about that organization, but it's nice that they're doing, that they decided to have a showing of this movie, which is really so appropriate, and have a couple of people, three people actually, who will be speaking to the subject. And the money, I'm sure it goes to this Equi Justice, SC, which I suspect is a very worthwhile organization. The by the way, if you want to get in, 25 years and less, it's $7, 25 years old and more, it's $8. So $7 or $8, and if you're between 4 and 13, it's only 5, but I suspect that they're not going to have a whole lot of kids of that age going to see this. And there's information on the website, the Maison Cinema, about this organization, Equi Justice SC, and it tells you what the mission is: to develop equitable and accessible justice for all, which sounds like a very noble goal. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening locally at the Maison. There's a couple movies in English that are brand new. There's a couple of movies there that are old. There's a special event on Sunday afternoon. It's coming on Sunday, October 11th, which featuring the documentary called RBG. And if you haven't seen that documentary, and if you can't get to the Maison de Cinema or you want to go, then definitely find it on one of the streaming services. I think Netflix or Crave or. It's got to be out there somewhere, and it is very, very worth seeing, especially now that she's no longer with us. Mm-hmm. So that's my report for today.
Okay.
Not much to say.
Well, it's quite a bit, actually.
But definitely go to the movies, spend some money, and it's not much money. It's $7 if you buy a little package of tickets, and it's always less than that. And have a good time.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Melanie.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.